Well, Jack, we've heard of the five-minute FA Cup final. That was a four-over game in the Royal London Cup and an extraordinary finale at the end.
Yeah, it was. I mean, we've actually been on the wrong side of a couple of those, so it was nice, obviously, to get the win in that sort of situation.
But four overs to get 68 was a big ask for you coming back after two rain breaks.
Yeah, it was always going to be. I know it's sort of never kind, really, when you're back second, you get that deep in the game and you start getting rained on. So, look, we thought we were an outside chance at best. So we just wanted to be clear with our option and just try and hit it. And obviously it came off today, which was nice.
And in a way, you're the kind of guy who just can go in and wind up like that, and if it goes for you, it goes for you.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously it doesn't really happen as much as I'd like, so it can go the other way, but yeah, it was nice that it happened today and came nicely out the screws, and obviously nice to do it out there with Benny.
And with 21, I think, required off the last over, you've got to clear the rope at least a couple of times to give yourself a chance, haven't you?
Yeah, and it was sort of had a bit of things going in our favour. Obviously all their seamers are bowled out, so they had to bowl spin with the wind, and we know it's not a massive hit over there, so just basically try and get it up into the wind and let that do the work, to be honest.
But the real drama came from the what should have been the last ball.
Well, yeah, we didn't even know. I hit it straight up and I just assumed I was out, and we were getting shouting from the balcony and a bit sort of, I stood in the middle of the wicket, not really know what's going on, and then obviously the umpire spotted out that they only had three on the offside, which was obviously happy days for us, and then Benny, great strike at the end to get us over the line.
And in the sense of what this might do for you in the group, I mean, you had a winning position really at Scarborough where the weather foiled you, and here today you've got out of a very tight corner.
Yeah, well, that is it. Obviously we were a bit unlucky to get rained out at Scarborough. I think we'd have backed ourselves to go and chase them down, and then today we were obviously behind for the majority of the game. Our fielding wasn't up to anywhere near where we need it to be, so we're going to look to change that around Friday and hopefully get a more convincing win.
What do you think would have been a chaseable score in a full game? Because I think they were 190-odd for two with six overs to go.
Yeah, I mean, so we thought 250 maybe about par. I mean, it's hard to tell here because obviously you've got the small boundaries. It was quite a good wicket. It almost got better as it got rained on, so it went in our favour that way. But we thought as long as we got wickets in hand at the end, we can chase anything.
I'm thinking that you wouldn't have played in too many matches at any level, whether school level, club level or this level, that have had such a dramatic finish.
No, not at all. And I don't doubt they come round too often, to be honest. So it was, it was obviously fantastic to win.
And in terms of your striking of the ball today, is that as cleanly as you've struck it, perhaps since that knock at Cheltenham?
Yeah, I mean, sort of similar, but it was nice to be able to go out there and strike it from ball one, which doesn't happen very often. So just enjoy it while it lasted.